at the Beringer Ingelheim North Carolina Swine Health Seminar. I'm speaking with Steve Meyer, one of our presenters here. And Steve, first of all, tell me who you work for and what you do.
Well, I'm president of Paragon Economics. It's a livestock and meat consulting firm. Looks at livestock and meat markets. I do consulting with some organizations, the National Pork Producers Council, the National Pork Board, and a number of companies like Beringer Ingelheim.
Well, I know you're going to give us an update on economics for the industry. What are some of the kind of tidbits you want to share with us?
Well, the best news this year, of course, has been hog prices that have recovered very nicely in the spring. We've reduced supplies, which we've known that was coming for for some time, ever since corn prices exploded back in 2006 and 2007. Higher costs were going to dictate that we reduce supplies in order to push prices higher, and we've got that done. We've had a good year of exports so far this year, up about 7% through June. And we've had more affordable grain, at least the first half of this year, than we've had in the past. And so producers have generated some profits this year, which they sorely needed to do. My estimates were that the industry lost about $6 billion from late 07 through early 2010. So much better news. I'm a lot more popular in these kind of meetings than I was a couple years ago.
What are some of the, you mentioned some of the factors that were playing into this. I think we just had a crop forecast that looked at like another record corn, for example. How's that having an effect, or is it?
Well, that's interesting you bring that up, because we did have a crop report yesterday. It said we're going to have record corn yields and a record corn crop, and the market was up 10 cents yesterday. It's because of this usage base that we're building. In addition, we've had some problems, well-documented problems, with the Russian wheat crop, and in most parts of the world, wheat's a feed grain, and so that has driven prices up too. So even with record crops, because of subsidized ethanol and a much higher usage base on corn, we get very high corn prices, and we're going to be over $4. We're all over $4 on all the futures contracts right now, and given the weather that we've had recently in the upper Midwest and all the rain that's fallen in my home state, of Iowa, that could probably, those prices could go up from where they are, even with a record corn crop.
Well, what do you think these producers, veterinarians we've got here that are part of the industry, when it comes to the swine business, what is it they seem to want to know the most when they ask you questions right now?
Well, they want to know what the price of pigs is going to be next year. They want to know that for sure. And I can give them an idea of that, but I can't certainly give them any certainty about that. I think most of them want to know kind of what to expect in both costs and revenues, and hopefully they use that to kind of to manage their margins. One of the things we've tried to impress upon people is it's darn hard to go broke if you're locking in a profit, and to manage that relative to your risk-bearing capacity as far as how much equity you have in your business, and that's getting rebuilt. I mean, it was to a very low level in February, and we're starting to gain on that. And so some producers are getting in a more comfortable position, but still it's a tougher business to manage because you can't count on $2 corn and $180 soybean meal anymore. You've got to do some management on the input side as well.
Well, great. Sounds like some positive news, and it's always good to have when you're doing one of these seminars, especially at the beat.
Absolutely. It is positive news. It's a much more positive situation we've been in a while. We still got some clouds on the horizon that we got to take care of, but it's certainly better.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Steve Meyer. He's with Paragon Economics and one of our presenters here at the Beringer Ingelheim North Carolina Swine Health Seminar. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.